Defiant traders display their goods at this weekly market, despite a government order to shut down. Like many traders here, Isiaka Bello says his grains could be confiscated or may even lose his life if gunmen strike. But he has to take the risk.
If the markets remain closed, how do we feed our families? What about those who have to go to work daily in order to buy food? Do we expect them to carry guns and rob?
Here at Kaduna's biggest cattle market, traders say they're unable to bring in new stock because of the ban on the movement of cattle. Much of what is here is old stock. And they say because of an 80% decline in the number of animals coming in, the prices have increased.
Restrictions have cut telecommunications, banned the movement of goods, and closed rural markets in many areas of at least 5 states. This, says the government, is hindering the criminal operations of armed men known locally as bandits. They've turned kidnap for ransom into a lucrative business.
The wisdom of banning movement of cattle into or outside the state is to stop that corridor that they get source of funding by selling Russell cattle. Now, coming to the weekly market, I have also explained that is the markets that they get access to food and other logistics. Now, you also look at the telecoms, the shutdown of telecom services in these ungoverned spaces. One, communication is very critical. It's at the center of negotiation for ransom. As we speak, air interdictions, air missions are in progress. And day in, day out, security forces are taking the bandits out.
But analysts say to stop the slide into anarchy, the government must address acute shortages among the ranks of security forces.
We have quite fewer number of policemen, quite fewer number of servicemen. This is a country of over 200 million, and we have less than 400,000 to 500,000 military men, policemen combined. This is unacceptable.
In desperation, some Nigerian states are training and arming militias to help fight armed groups. But still largely outgunned, the militias remain poorly equipped to confront the threat posed by bandits with superior weapons. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Kaduna.